Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Colin, for those selections that you picked today. I'd like to welcome everybody. It's nice to see a few faces back with us. Nice to see you, Joyce. Want to remind everybody that to keep Frank and Armita in our prayers. They talked with them yesterday, and they're staying home one more week. Frank was saying that they both still have a cough and didn't want to get around people with a cough and so forth. But they assured us they're worshiping with us online. So amen to that. Have a couple of announcements, or prayer requests rather, before we get into our lesson. We have a prayer request, very appropriate this time. Please keep Israel in your prayers. With all the things going on over there, I thank my lucky stars that we don't have to live in that circumstance with bombs going off and missiles going off at any given moment, people wanting to kill you, from all directions. Another prayer request, Deborah submitted this, to pray for her sister Lori, who's traveling. She's having to deal with some issues with her ex-husband, and Deborah also asked prayers for her son Nathaniel, who is in boot camp at Camp Pendleton in San Diego, and also request prayers for her family and herself at this time. So we'll remember them in our prayers. And I tell you, there's a lesson here from little Oliver. Thank you for the houses, bricks, and roofs. There's a lesson right there. I don't know if Ollie, if you looked at my lesson today, but part of that is right going along with what you're talking about. So let's, before we get into our lesson, go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come to you thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. We ask that you please forgive us for the things that we do wrong. Dear God, we first ask that we take time to acknowledge and be thankful for all the blessings that you give us. Sometimes we get busy and it's very easy to take for granted the physical blessings that we have. Things like the nice homes that we live in. And we sometimes have things that not everybody has. A roof over our heads. You know, a home to call ours. We thank you for that. Dear God, we ask that you be with Deborah's family right now. A number of people dealing with things that are outside of Deborah's control. That is always hard to deal with, to yield and let you take control of things. We ask that you be with her sister Lori, be with Nathaniel, be with her family and herself right now as they go through the trials of life. Dear God, we also ask that you be with be with us as Christians worldwide. We ask that you keep us safe. But more than that, we ask that we remain faithful regardless of the situations we're in. Dear God, we ask that you be with the strife that's going on in the Middle East, that has gone on in the Middle East, that will continue to go on in the Middle East. We ask, our desire is for peace and harmony. But dear God, we also know that your word has prophesied this. Dear God, be with us as we continue our worship to you, as we go into another part and study a portion of your word. We ask that you be with us and let everything be done in spirit and in truth. We ask that you be with those that could not be here today that are worshiping online with us. We're so thankful that so many have been able to return due to their health concerns and so forth. We're so uplifted by their presence. Again, please forgive us for the things that we do wrong, and we pray everything through your Son, Jesus. Amen. When I was young, well, even now, but when I was young, sitting in the back seat as we'd be on vacation, traveling, I loved looking at maps. I still enjoy maps. Just sitting around, looking at them, be familiarizing myself with where things are. But I can remember keeping track as we would travel across country on vacation or something, as we would approach a city or the sign that such and such is 20 miles away, and kind of keeping track of how far we've gone so far. And then finally getting to our destination. I always liked when my dad had the books. I liked I think they were called gazettes, I think. Or a gazetteer. I liked the books rather than the folded maps. That map would get out and, oh, I could unfold them easy. Getting them back in the right, I just don't have that mind. And I'd have it all over the back seat of the car. But I liked looking at the maps and keeping track of where we're at so far. That's the same thing we probably all should do as a Christian. Where are we at so far? We don't know what we've got to do next if we don't know where we've gotten so far. And these are this is definitely not an exhaustive list, but one of the things, and this is where Oliver's message was just spot on, to acknowledge and be thankful for our blessings. Every one of us, we have been through collectively and individually. If we sat back and thought of our lives, the trials, the tribulations, the heartaches, the tears, the challenges, the accomplishments, what all we've gotten to get to this point in our lives. And God has been with us every step of the way. Whether we've brought him along, he's been with us. And he's blessed us. And I hope as Christians, we've all acknowledged and have been thankful for our blessings.
Amen.
And this could kind of be a separate lesson. I'm not going to get into this. But sometimes our blessings can be disguised. We've talked many times about leaving Rhodes Ranch. At the time, scary. It's a blessing. It got you where you're at today. Things that we've done maybe with work, financially, health scares that get us to where we're at now.
Amen.
Wherever that is. But to one of the things as a Christian that is so important for us is to acknowledge God and to be thankful for those blessings that He's blessed us with daily. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day today. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. That was applicable the day it was written. That the day it was written down, it applies today, and it's going to apply tomorrow. Because tomorrow, this will be the day that the Lord has made. And we need to rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 36, verses 7 and verse 10. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Not in us. When we accomplish things, yes, God has given us talents, efforts, attitudes, but the glory goes to God. Amen. Verse 10, oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you and your righteousness to the upright in heart. There's some conditions there to continue those blessings based on those that know God and those that have an upright heart. Psalm 118, verses 28 and 29, which Tracy read to us earlier today, this is not only, I see this as not only a reflection in an individual's mind, but also a proclamation to others, to God and to others. You are my God, and I will praise you. That is just case closed. We say this to God, but we're also saying it to ourselves, that we're making a stand. I will praise you. And we're making a proclamation to others. You are my God. I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. There's that acknowledgement. For His mercy endures forever. Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. To the very end. Till the end of life, I will do that. That's what this is saying. While I live today, and then when tomorrow becomes today, I will praise the Lord. In the New Testament, we see Paul writing to the Philippians, be anxious for nothing. Let me back up for just a second. When the Philippians got this letter, the words meant something to them, but the situation probably made it that much more special and so much more meaning, shed so much more light on it. Paul was writing to them from captivity, from jail, from a prison cell. And he says to them who are not in a prison cell, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known, made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
How do you explain that to somebody? In the world that we live in today, you either get it or you don't. How do you explain to somebody the peace of God? And keep in mind, we talked about this a few weeks ago. We talked about the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is based on a circumstance, a situation, where joy is an attitude. Peace is not the absence of turmoil. It is an attitude in spite of turmoil. This man is in prison writing this, and he says, through prayer, you will get the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You, when you have it, you understand it. And it will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In Colossians 4, verse 2, Paul wrote, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. As Christians, acknowledging our blessings and then being thankful for them is so important. And another thing I would like for us to look at is being thankful that we've been given the opportunity for salvation. Not everybody has received salvation, but we have been given the opportunity. Most of us here, I know, have had been the recipient of salvation when we've obeyed Christ and put our Lord on in baptism. But even people that haven't done that, we've been given the opportunity. And we don't want to waste that opportunity. We want to take advantage of what's been given for us. John 3, 16 and 17. In many ways, these two verses are the definition of the Bible. It tells the story of the Old Testament, of God's love. It tells the story that a Savior's coming. A Savior is here. And a Savior had appeared. That's the story of the Bible. For God so loved the world. He loved it so much that He gave His only begotten Son. That whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. That's the story of the Bible.
Amen.
Romans 5, verses 8 and 9. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? We had a lesson based on this about a month or so ago. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. It's just a very black and white statement. That our sin separates us from God. And Paul goes on to say, and such were some of you. If he was writing today, he'd be saying it, and such were some of you.
Amen.
Were. But you were washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. We used to be in a very bad place, separated from God due to our sin. But we were washed. We were justified. We were sanctified. We were washed. Romans 6:3, it explains how we were washed. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? It is at baptism that we come into contact with that blood that cleanses us. Acts 18:8, then Crispus, the ruler, the power of God's word. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all of his household. And many of the Corinthians, here's the gospel message right here. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized.
Amen.
There's the gospel message right there. They heard the word of God, they believed it, and as a result, they were baptized because of it. Now, it didn't, that verse doesn't include repentance or confession, but we have other verses that talks about that. We see how people were saved in that one verse. This is where we are so far in the map of your life as a Christian. This is where you're at. This is your life. Who was that? Ralph Edwards, I think. This is your life. This is where we're at so far. I hope we as Christians every day acknowledge the blessings of God and are thankful for them. And, like I said, most of us have taken advantage of the opportunity to be saved. If you haven't, there is no better time than now. If you need to repent of sins, if you need prayers of the congregation, if you need to put your Lord on in baptism, we can do that today. I finish early and Dick and Peggy aren't here to see it. Man. Dick and Peggy, I hope you're watching this. I'm a minute early today. Man. And you missed it. Anyway, if you need to respond to the invitation is always open. Please come forward while Colin leads us in the song, our invitation song, and we'll address your needs. Let's stand and sing.